Well, for sure, the shorthanded goal. You know, like we came out. I thought we played great hockey early. We were carrying the play. I think the shots were 6-0. I looked up, and the next thing I know, they were 7-6. So for sure, that was one part of it, big time. You know, we talked as a team before the game. Like, they're a team that if their forwards have the puck a lot, they're a real good hockey team. They're very, very talented. So we got to make them defend as much as we can. We did that early. We got pucks behind. Unfortunately, we didn't score in those, and then we get the power play and we give them a shorthanded goal. We can't do that. You know, we still got a 1-1 late in the second. We're not playing very good. I thought in the second period we didn't spend enough time in their zone when we could have. We turned pucks over when we had opportunities to grind them. We made really what I would not even try to make real plays. We made soft plays in the old zone. So we ended up playing tired the whole second period. We're in our end. When you play D zone coverage tired, it's bad, and that's what we ended up doing. And so they ended up really tilting the ice sheet at that point. So, you know, and then you come on the third, you got a power play again. It's 4-1 game. You got a power play, and you don't do anything with it. Next thing you know, they score, and the game's over.
Jeff, you guys were in a lot of one-goal games last season. What's happened this season that – they're so ugly?
Well, they are ugly for sure. We, you know, obviously our goal differentiation is terrible. What happened right now, we gotta find a way to win a hockey game. We gotta find a way to get some confidence and moxie back into us. We're not a good enough team right now. The only people that can change that is us. So there's no secret answer. You know, I don't think as the game went along, when we get down, I didn't think we defended very well. We got to be a team that defends great. We're not scoring at all, so we better find a way to defend great. And we want to keep these things one goal games. We got to do that. So I thought as the game went along, we got real loose defensively, and we can't do that.
Who can Dylan Bowman tonight?
You know, I thought he played good. He certainly gave us a chance as the game went along to keep it 1-1, you know, for a long time, and or 1-0 and then 1-1. So I thought he did a good job. I thought he came in. He competed hard. You know, I think we got to play better in front of him than we did.
How do you build mental toughness when it seems like last few games, at least you guys have come out and had good shifts, but no puck luck, you don't get any goals, and then they score, and then it just seems like you can see the bench deflate. Like, how do you counter that?
Yeah, you know, it's something we've talked about internally. We've given them some examples. The reality is we got to find a way to stay with it for longer, even when it goes bad. And there's no easy answer that and say we have to be better, and there can't be any excuses. There can't be, and I'm not saying they're making excuses. We just got to look in the mirror, and we got to find a way to be better.
What can you learn from tonight's game that'll help you on Thursday?
We got to make them defend, not defend ourselves. I mean, that was the biggest thing. Like, in the whole second period, we defended. Well, they're a hard team to defend against, so we got to make them defend as much as possible. I thought the first however many minutes, 10 minutes, we made them defend, and we played real good hockey, and then later on, it was just totally defending. So that's what we have to do.
Is it good to see Zadina go win a battle back on that there on the forecheck and on your goal?
Yeah, no. Yeah, you know, I think Z's done a good job. I mean, I think he's done a solid job. You know, I think he's got to make sure he's real dangerous on the power play, which, you know, our 5-on-3 wasn't very good. And ultimately, you got to have tons of confidence in moxie and make plays out there. But I think he's done a good job, and he's certainly learning how to battle and compete and understand to win pucks.
When did you find out there was a playing issue?
Before the game.
What, is it mechanical? Or?
Mechanical, yeah.
Do you think one win would really be big right now?
Well, I mean, certainly
it really seems like it would just change maybe some emotion around here.
Certainly a win is a huge thing. We got to find a way to win a hockey game. Now, how big is it? It depends if you build off that. But let's start with the first part. You know, let's find a way to win a hockey game. We got to, again, we got to learn from this game. We have tomorrow off. We're going to come pregame skate. We'll have any kind of meetings we have to have. And then we got to go find a way to win a hockey game on Thursday and start to insert some confidence into ourselves.
Jeff, how do you push back against this? Because when records get this ugly, coaches have the spotlight. I mean, that's just sports.
Yeah, no, and I get that, sports. I mean, for me personally, all I'm doing is what I kind of always do, and that's be solution based and worry about what we can control. And so what we can control right now is learning from this game and making sure that we're helping our team get better, find solutions, find ways to get better, come Thursday and worry just about that. That's it.